Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah is Daf Tes Vav Omer Aleph. Yitzchak Hashem will finish off Simon Kuf Lamed Beis today, which deals with the halachos of the end of davening Tefillah Shachris. We start off at the top. The Ramah says, "V'yesh lomar pitum aktores erev vavoker achar tefillah." The Ramah says that at the conclusion of the davening, we say the kapitul pitum haktores, the making of the incense in the Beis Hamikdash. We recite how those 11 spices were put together to make the ketores. And we do this erev in the evening, we'll see it means really in the afternoon, and in the morning after the davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, "Mipnei shaktores hoyu maktirim pamayim b'choyom." They would do the incense in the morning and in the evening, k'mo shekasuv b'Torah, as the pasukim in the Torah tell us. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Erev means hainu achar tefilas mincha o kodem lo." It means after davening of mincha, or one could say before the davening of mincha as well, "da k'toris loyu maktirim b'layla," because the k'toris was brought during the afternoon, it was not brought at night time. So therefore, when it means Erev over here, it means either before or after Tfilas Mincha. The issue footnote number 30 brings down that you should only say it before the davening, im lo yavor zman tefila, if this will not cause you to daven mincha too late. Shim yesh chashash yavor zman, if you may possibly miss the proper zman for saying mincha, you'll extend it beyond the shkia, then even ashrei shouldn't be said, and certainly not the pita maktoris. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet writes, "Boker achar tefillah." In the morning, you say it after the davening. V'tzarichi, and he says we have to look into this carefully. Lama onu omrim osa b'Shabbos v'yontiv achar musaf. Why on Shabbos and Yontiv do we say pita maktores after we've concluded musaf? After all, halo haktores kodemis l'musafim, in the order in the Beis Hamikdash, the ktores was brought along with the korban tamid shel shachris, which was before the korban musaf that was brought. L'kuli alma, everybody agrees to this. V'yishayich l'korban tamid, it should be connected to the korban tamid. So why do we say after the korban musaf? So he's left with a tzarichi and he's not sure. He says maybe the efshor the kavanaseinu lipoter mitoch tivrei Torah. He says maybe the reason that we say it isn't really a reminder of the ketores, but it's to conclude the davening. We should leave the davening with saying words of Torah. That's one reason. Ubeksovim, I think he's bringing this down from the Arizal, from Kabbalah. Iso shatam, it's brought down that the reasoning is lahavriach haklipos, to somehow separate us from the klipos, these aspects of tumah can attach themselves to people, and somehow the saying the pita maktores will separate these klipos from ourselves. Finally, it brings down from the shalah, la'omro kodem tefilo v'acharea. We say it both in the morning before the davening as well as at the end of the davening. In the Sefer Halacha Berurah, he brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh the following, how important it is to say the pita maktores properly. He says, HaToelis Shiesh L'chol Odom B'Amiroso, the great value of each person saying it every day carefully, the Chashivus Amiroso B'chol Yom. And he writes down that it says there, Shebemokum Sh'omim Pita Maktoris B'chavona V'rotzon Halev, if a person says Pita Maktoris properly with great understanding and Chavona, Ein Hamavis Sholei Shom, then death can't have sway over you. V'inotzo Mikol Nezek, you'll be safe from all sorts of damages, Mikol Min Yidvar Mrom, and from all sorts of bad things. The most beneficial thing that Hashem Kaviyachol gets from this world is the bringing of the incense or the saying of the Pita Maktoris, better than all other things in this world. And the saying of Pita Maktoris properly is even more important than the davening. And he says, Omer Rabbi Shimon, if people only were aware how important it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our saying of the Pita Maktoris properly, they would take every word from it, they would take each word, so to say, and make it as a crown on our heads, like a golden crown. And somebody who's careful about saying this properly will have a share in this world as well as a share in the world to come. Brings down as well from the Gemara in Yuma, Shaktoris Mevila Osher, the bringing of the Ketores brings a person wealth, and he says, V'yesh Omer Sha'afa Omer Pita Maktoris B'choyom Boyle De Osher. The person who says the Pita Maktoris every day carefully will also become wealthy. He further brings down that there are those that say the Pita Maktoris three times each day, once before Shachris, once after Shachris, and once by Mincha time. And he says this is the Minog in the Eidus HaMizrach and among Svardim, and even among some of the Kehilos of Ashkenazim. However, he says, V'yesh Mi HaAshkenazim Shalo Noagu L'Omro Kodem Tfilas Mincha. There are those that don't say it by Mincha time. He says one should be very careful. Tzorich Lizor Ma'od by Miras Pita Maktoris Mitoch HaSidur B'Chavona. A person should say it always from inside the Siddur with great Kavona. Should make sure not to miss any of the words. discuss this momentarily as well in the Ramah. And finally, he says, Yesh noagim lichtov kol parshos haktoris, the pitim haktoris al klaf. They're those that write it on a real klaf, and they read it from the klaf, and that's a school of parnosa, tov of osher. However, he does bring down that there are those that say that halachically you are not allowed to do this. He says, if you, however, have one, then you can use it. But he doesn't seem to suggest that this is the preferred way to say the pitim haktoris. Now we back to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says that the conclusion of davening, v'omrim hashir shalavim hayomim b'mikdash shachrus levad, that by shachrus time, at the end of shachrus, we say the shir of the day that the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, and he says we only do this by shachrus bovad. He brings this down in the name of the tour. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav writes, look in the Magen Avraham, Shemasik, the Kavonis HaRamah Lomar B'chol Yom HaShir HaShayach LiYoso Yom. The Ramah is saying that we only say the shir that's written for each day. The Hainu should be Yom Aleph, Hayu HaLevim Misharim, LaDovid Mizmor, HaShem HaRotz B'lo, etc. V'gomer Ad Sof HaMizmor, you read the entire Mizmor. And every day you read the Mizmor just for that day, V'chim Chol Yom HaMizmor HaShayach Lo. As opposed to Avol In Kavonoso Shiyomu Mishnas HaShir, we don't say that these are the shir that they would say on the first day, on the second day, on the third day, on the fourth day, like we do, for example, on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we recite that the following lead words of each of the days Mizmor for the shir would be said on Shabbos. We would say all of them. On the first day, we say this. On the second day, we say this. But on each weekday, we only say the shir for that day. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, V'nogu kodim lakach, before we say this, we say, Hayom yom ploni b'Shabbos. Why do we do this? Why do we say this is the first day of the week of Shabbos, this is the third day of the week of Shabbos, the fifth day of the week of Shabbos, etc. Why do we do that? Kedi liskoros yom haShabbos, to have a constant reminder, as the Ramban brings down, in regards to remembering Shabbos every single day. So therefore, this is also based upon the Gemara, so therefore we say this, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would specifically say, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Katshu, before he would say the Yom. He also brings down over here, from the Lashon of the Ramah, that is Makdim Esamiras Pitim Haktoris L'Shir Shlayom, that they would say, according to the Ramah, that Pitim Haktoris, and subsequently say the Shir Shlayom, Mash Mashish Lomar Tchilas Pitim Haktoris, V'yachar Kacho Yosei De Avodis Beis HaMikdash. That would be the right order that they would say it in. Shaktoris Kodm L'Shir HaSalvim, that the Pitim Haktoris came, the bringing of the incense came before the shir that the Levim would sing. However, Omnam Lamaisa, nowadays he says, Noagim Lahaktim Shir Shoyom, V'achakach Pitim Haktoris. He says that we say the Yom first, and only afterwards do people say Pitim Haktoris. He brings down as well from the Shelos Tshuvas Meir Nesivim, Shatamu Apikis V'Arizal. This is based upon Kabbalistic reasons that the Arizal wrote. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin writes that we only say it by Shachris. After B'mikdash Hayomim Shira Am Niskia Yayin Gam Al Tomit Shabin Arbayim, even though in the Beis HaMikdash Levim would sing the Shira of the Yom, not only in the morning, they would also sing it when they were bringing the Nesachim, they would bring the wine libations as well, but the Korban Tomit Shabin Arbayim, the afternoon Korban Tomit, Achein, nevertheless, Mipnei Shekama Pa'omim, since sometimes Hayu HaKohanim Trudim, sometimes the Kohanim were very, very busy, Vayu Mevi'in HaNesachim Shabin Arbayim Balayla, and they would delay bringing the wine libation till already after it was past the Shkia, while it was night, which is halachically allowed. Well, Balayla ain't over Shira, but at nighttime you're allowed to bring the libations, but you're not allowed to sing the Shira. Therefore, Lefikoch Noagim Lomar Hashir B'Shachrus Levad. Therefore, the custom came about in our davening to only say the Shir Shal Yom during the morning tefillah at the end of Shachrus, and we don't say it by Mincha. What is the custom by Yontif? Which Shir do you say on Yontif? Yavur Emir Tzashem. The common Hilchos Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim writes over here that he will, Mitzvah Hashem, explain this in Hilchos Yontif. The issue footnote number 39 brings down, however, Inyan Zeh Lo Nisbar B'Mishnah Berurah or B'Bir Halacha B'Hilchos Yontif. He says this is not to be found in our editions that we have today of the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif, not in the Mishnah Berurah nor in the B'Bir Halacha. He brings out from the Magen Avraham, Sheyesh Mekomo Sha'omim Mizmorim B'Yontif Api Mesechah Sofrim. There are those that follow the custom that's listed in Mesechah Sofrim. Avol Ein Elu HaMizmorim HaShayu Omim Beis HaMikdash. But these were not psukim that were recited in the Beis HaMikdash. He brings down as well from the Maisi Rav, Shevi Es Kol HaMizmorim Sha'omim B'Yemei Chag HaMoed. There, the Maisi Rav brings down the custom as to what they would say on the different days of Yontif and Chol HaMoed. The Halacha Berurah brings down that it's the minhag of many kehilos that they would say specifically on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, and Purim, and on the Tainios, a special mizmor miyuchad liyoso yomim. And most customs in most shuls today, in Ashkenazi shuls, do the same thing. For example, during Chanukah we say mizmor shir Chanukah sabayis l'David, and on Rosh Chodesh we say baruch hinafshi, and there are additional piyutim. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon said that these replace the Shir Shal Yom, and are not in addition to the Shir Shal Yom, or many shuls, they are in addition to the Shir Shal Yom. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says, Yesha Kosvu, the Zora Lomar Pita Maktoris Mitocha Ksavalo Balpeh. As I mentioned before, we would now get to it. Here's where we're now getting to it. One should be very careful when he recites the Pita Maktoris to write it, to say it from the Siddur and not to say it by heart. Why? Mishum Shaha Amira Bimakom Haktora. Because the saying of it, so to say, is instead of the actual bringing of the incense. And we know, V'chayshinon Shema Yadaleg, a person who makes a mistake in the bringing of the incense, or echod nisam maneha, or in one of the ingredients of the incense. There are 11 ingredients in the Pita Maktoris, and it says vamrina shu chayev misa rachmona litzlan. The person would be chayev misa if he forgot to bring one of the ingredients of the Ktoris. Imchisa achas mischosam maneha. So therefore, since our saying it is as if we were bringing it, the Ramah says one should be very, very careful not to skip or miss out on saying any of the 11 spices of the Ktoris. And therefore, v'lochein nohagu shelo le'omro b'chol. The Ramah says many people have the custom not to say it on a weekday, shememaril l'lachtum, because they're in a rush to go to work, v'chayshinon shema yedalik. And there's a concern that maybe in their rush to say it very quickly, they may skip one of the ingredients of the incense, and this could lead to a terrible, terrible chas v'sholom idea that they would be chayiv misa. Because if the saying of it is as if you were bringing it, so then if you said it wrong, it's as if you brought it wrong, rachmona litzlan, you'd be chayiv misa. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yudzayin writes, "Ube Beis Yosef Mefakrik Bzeh." However, the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef disagrees with this. Dalo Ein Mitzvah Ela BaHaktor V'Lo BaMiri. He says that's taking it a little bit too far to say that the saying it is really like you're bringing it, and if you make a mistake in saying it, it's as if you made a mistake in bringing it. He says that's not true. But oh, furthermore, the Ein Mitzvah Ela BaMeisit. It's only a person who intentionally doesn't bring one of the ingredients of the Pita Maktoris is Chayiv Misa, not by accident. You're not Chayiv Misa for doing something by accident. Then Misa Lebe Mezid, you only get punished for doing things intentionally. And therefore, the Beis Yosef is brought down by here, but the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chein ha-magdachtikim no-hagin l'omru b'chol yom. And he brings us down the name of Mogin Avram as well, that those that are careful in their davening will say it every single day. Then he brings down the name of the El Yeraba, V'yesha Kosvu, the Osun, She'en Omrim Rak B'Shabbos. There are some that only say it on Shabbos. Ein Margula B'Fumayu Kokach, since they only say it once a week, it's not so customary on their tongue to say it. They're not so fluent in it, and therefore, Yomru Mitoch HaSidr. That's what the Ramah is referring to, that you should make sure that if you only say it once a week, that you're not going to obviously be so familiar with it, you should make sure you're saying it from inside a Siddur. Finally, the Ramah concludes Simon Kuf Lamed Beis with the following words: Ukshayotzi mibeis haknesses. Upon finishing the davening, now you leave the shul. The minig is to say the following: Omer Hashem Nacheni v'Gomer. He brings us down the name of the Kolbo. This is a pasuk in Tehillim from Perek Hey, pasuk Tes, and the pasuk says in its fullness: Hashem, God, O Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nacheni b'tzedkosecha. Please guide me in the ways of your tzedek, in the ways of your righteousness. Leman shoriboy, because my enemies are watching over me all the time. Hayishar lufonai derkecha. So please make me go on the right path in front of you. Ki ein befiu nechona, because in the mouth of my enemies there is certainly nothing of sincerity, trying to really do what you want, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kirbam, their inner thoughts. Havos, they're all bad, they're all treacherous. Kever pasuach gronom, their throat is like an open grave. Lashonom yachlikun, their mouths are very glib, and they speak treacherously about us. Then the Ramah concludes Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, and he says, Umishtacha leviyotze, a person that leaves the shul, he bows down and leaves the shul. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yudches writes, Umishtacha leviyotze, debimikdosh tami kishagamru avod, ohi mishtacha leviyotze. Likewise, when a person would leave the Beis HaMikdosh, he would bow down as he was leaving. And he says, look in the Mogen Avraham for a further discussion of this. The footnote number 41 brings down that this is based upon the Mishnayis in Tomid, where it says, at the end of each of the Avodah, Vishtachava, the Kohen would bow down, Vyotza, and then he would leave. The Mogen Avraham brings down over here in the name of Maril that he did three Hishtachavoyos, three bowings down, Kishloch Mimakomo, Lamul Oran HaKodesh, when he would leave his place away from the Oran Kodesh. Or B'tzeis Mipesach Pesach Knesses, B'chol Pam, Ketalmid Habniftar Mirabo. He would move backwards away from the Oran Kodesh like a Talmud who was leaving his Rebbe. And this is the way he would leave the shul. When he would leave the shul, he wouldn't just walk backwards away from the Oran Kodesh, but he would be facing the Oran Kodesh or turn to the side a little bit and would leave the shul in this fashion. This really concludes Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. However, there are still some of the kuntres, the Maimer Kaddishin, that the Chofetz Chaim wrote in the Bir Halacha, that is still on the summit as well. We don't have a lot of time. We'll go over quickly some of the last words of the Maimer Kaddishin over here now as well. He says that there are a number of people that have Yardsight, so they have priority over the other people. Yardsight is Docha, La'ovo, Yud Beis Chodesh, Mikol HaTvilos, Vakadeshim, Shulchiv, Miyom Zeh. although he brings down a lot of qualifications for this, which I think today we're not knowing to follow, in terms of we give the yard site all of the kadeshim, whereas there they would distribute some of the other kadeshim to some of the people in the Yud Beis Chodesh. He says if you have two people that are equal in their priority, for example, two people in Shiva, two people in Shloshim, two people in the 11 months, or two people with yard site, Yatilu Gorol Beneim. They actually do a lottery. They choose lots in some fashion between them. The one who wins first, he gets a daven ma'ariv. Yeshosheni kaddish echod shachris b'li gorol. Then the other one gets one of the kaddishes by shachris without this lottery. Again, they used to only have one person saying it. Today, we would allow all of them to say it. So our priority here would be for who gets the omer to daven, because only one person can do that. And he says the kaddish hashlishi yatilu gorol. Then they would do another lottery for the third kaddish, because each of them has already had one. Likewise, if there are many people, this is how you do it. You do it via lottery, anything not to cause a fight. And this is all when you don't have somebody who has the choice to go down for the Omer. Avol micholim shneim l'spal l'fnei Omer u'shneim merutzim l'kol, yatilu b'neim goral b'ofen zeh. There's only one of them can daven for the Omer, they should make a goral as well over here. And one of them will daven the first part of the davening, the other one will daven after the second part of the davening. So one davens up until the Shemona Esrei Chazar Sashatz, and the other one will say Ashu v'olot Zion. If one is capable of davening and one is not capable of davening, so then, even if he's davening, he doesn't lose his chus in saying the Kaddish, again, in a place where they would have only one person say the Kaddish. Likewise, if one person is the preferred chazan, so he's entitled to daven if the tzibur would rather have him than the other person doesn't daven as well for whatever the reason, so that's viewed in halacha as if the other person physically can't daven, so the one who is davening doesn't lose his right to say the Kaddish. Again, as I mentioned multiple times already, nowadays that we have more than one person saying Kaddish, this doesn't really apply. Brings down an interesting halach of somebody has yard site for whatever the reason, he was traveling and he wasn't able to get to the shul that day, so he would have the right to say Kaddish that night by Maariv time. Somebody forgot the yard site of his father or mother, Rahman al-Itzlan, so he's allowed to pick one day of the year and use that as the day of the yard site. This really doesn't happen too much with people forgetting it, but Rahman al-Itzlan, there are people, especially in the Shoah, who had no idea when their loved parent passed away, and they would pick a day as the day of the yard site, and then they have all the rights as anybody else, even though the other person knows it's definitely their yard site. However, one shouldn't intentionally pick a day that he knows that somebody else has a yard site on, but if subsequent years somebody moves into the community has a yard site on that day, that's not a problem. If somebody davens in a shul on a regular basis, and now he's davening in another shul, the people in the other shul have the right to tell him, no, you don't have a priority over here, even if he has a higher priority in terms of halacha. For example, he's in Shiva, and they are in the Yud Beis Chodesh. So nevertheless, they can tell him, you're not a member over here, you daven in that other shul. He's worse than an oreach, because the oreach doesn't have any choice. He's a guest in this town, but this person does have a regular place to daven in this town. In a shul, and they're saying Kaddish. V'yesh od ovel echod, and there's a third person over there who's the only one saying Kaddish. So yachluchu kulam goro yachad. They all three of them participate in the goro. We don't say, well, the two brothers are saying it for the same person, so they should only have a 50% chance of davening, and the other ovel should have a 50% chance of davening. We view it, no, each person is separate. Kulam chayovim lomar Kaddish, which will keep it of aim. So all three of them participate together, even though two of them are saying it for the same person. In the Tshuvas Ramah, he brings down, if a person doesn't have a son who's able to say Kaddish, royally tain leben beno Kaddish. He gets to have a grandchild say the Kaddish after him. However, the Avelim would be entitled to, other Avelim would be entitled to more Kaddishes than this grandson. They would divide it up in like a 2-to-1 fashion. And he says that you follow the minhag of the makom in these rules. Today, nowadays, I would dare say that we don't allow a grandchild to have priority over somebody who is a son in the Yud Beis Chodesh. An Ovel is allowed to daven on days where we don't say Tachlin. However, on days that we don't say Lam Natseach, and Keller HaChapayim, he says, an Ovel shouldn't daven for the Omud. And finally, he says, if a child can't say the Kaddish for himself, for whatever the reason, so then he should hire somebody rather than ask somebody to say it to him for free. He brings down the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, the Ein Lahaskir Zechiyah B'mokom Avelim. You shouldn't give priority to such a person over a real Ovel. He then concludes this Maimur Kaddish with the discussion of what about a guest versus the regular dwellers in the city, and Ayin Shom for these halachos, and Mitzvah Shem, they should only be Lahagdil Torah Ladira. We shouldn't have to know these halachos, halacha lemaisa. That concludes Simon Kuflamid Beis and the Maimur Kaddishin of the Chofetz Chaim.